Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're tackling something pretty mind-bending, even for us.
Yeah, this one's a real head-scratcher.
We've gotten a ton of requests from you guys to unpack this new research paper, and honestly, I was a little intimidated at first.
I get that. It's not your typical machine learning approach.
So to set the stage, we're diving into a research paper that proposes a completely new way of thinking about machine learning. And get this, it uses noise. Like literal randomness.
Right. And somehow they're using that randomness to process information. It's pretty wild.
It is. I mean, usually we think of noise as the enemy of clear signals, right?
Absolutely. We try to filter it out, get rid of it.
Exactly. But this research flips that on its head. It embraces the chaos.
And that's what makes it so fascinating, I think.
So where do we even begin with this?
Well, the paper starts by describing a network of really simple elements. Think of them like switches that can be either on or off.
Okay, I'm picturing a bunch of tiny light switches flipping randomly. Where does the learning come in?
So these switches, they're actually being flipped by random noise. And that's where it gets interesting.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that. It's like trying to understand a conversation by listening only to the static between the words.
That's a great analogy, because what they're doing is, instead of looking at each individual switch, they're analyzing the overall pattern of activity across the whole network.
So like the overall hum of the crowd, not the individual voices.
Precisely. And that's where the information is encoded in the statistical distribution of that activity. It's not about whether a single switch is on or off at any given moment, but the bigger picture.
That's so counterintuitive. And they were actually able to teach this system to do something useful with that information.
Yeah, they got it to perform the XOR function, which is kind of a big deal in the world of computation.
Okay, gotta admit, I'm a little lost on the XOR function part.
No worries. It's basically a logic gate. You feed it two inputs and it gives you one output based on a specific rule.
Right. I remember that from logic class.
The thing about the XOR function is it's like a fundamental building block. If you can get a system to do that, you can theoretically get it to do a lot more.
So this noise-based system, it can potentially handle complex calculations.
Exactly, which opens up all sorts of possibilities for building more sophisticated AI systems.
So this isn't just about a new algorithm. It's a fundamentally different way of thinking about computation altogether.
That's exactly it.
And what about the practical side of things? What kind of advantages does this approach have?
Well, one of the biggest advantages is energy efficiency. Think about it. Traditional computers use a ton of energy to keep all those signals perfectly clean and precise.
Yeah, you're always hearing about data centers using as much power as small cities.
Right. But this system, it thrives on randomness. It doesn't need that level of precision, so it could potentially be incredibly energy efficient.
So we could have tiny self-learning devices running on almost nothing, out there collecting data and adapting to the world in real time.
Exactly. And not just tiny devices. Think about more robust AI systems, ones that can handle the noise and uncertainty of the real world.
Because let's face it, the real world is messy.
Right.
Our data is messy. We need systems that can deal with that.
Right. Traditional AI can be really brittle. Throw a little noise in there and it can completely fall apart. But this new approach, it's built for that.
Okay. So just to recap, for everyone following along, we're talking about a paradigm shift in computation. Inspired by how our brains work, using randomness to process information, and potentially leading to super efficient and robust AI systems.
And what I find most exciting is that it really begs the question, what else are we missing? If we can tap into randomness for computation, what other seemingly chaotic systems out there might hold untapped potential?
Wow, that's a really thought-provoking question. It makes me think about all those natural phenomena we still don't fully understand, like maybe there's some hidden intelligence in the way flocks of birds move or the patterns of the weather.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe those patterns hold the key to new forms of intelligence, new ways of learning and adapting.
That's an incredible thought to leave us with. Huge thanks to everyone for sending in this research and joining us for this deep dive. Keep those questions coming and keep exploring.
Absolutely. There's always more to discover.